Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. New year, new episode.
Woo!
I don't even know where to begin.
Hey. It's 2020 was a shit show.
Yeah, 2021. Hopefully, I don't know what to make of it. I'm just going to continue to stay positive for 2021. But it's here. There's nothing we can do about it. Time moves on. Hello. Welcome back. We're back.
Welcome to
Illyria. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Yeah, this episode we wanted to kind of start anew, do New Year resolutions, goals kind of episode, see where we're at in life, and, you know, go with the flow.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Oh.
I'm LDE. Happy New Year.
I'm Brandy.
And I guess I'm Alyssa.
You said I'm Alyssa first, and then I was like, and then nobody said it. Oh,
did I say I'm Alyssa? Really?
I didn't hear her say that.
I didn't say that.
2021.
It's my eye.
Did you say that?
I said it's my eye. Just a glitch. I'm just a glitch in 2021 this year.
Yeah, no, I didn't even introduce.
I literally thought you said, I'm Alyssa, and
she thought I
this
didn't
is just
follow.
Gonna be. She just 2021.
No, I said, and then I said the goes, same.
2020 shit show.
I don't remember saying.
Am I just the glitch in the system?
I don't remember her saying I'm Alyssa.
Me either.
Oh my god! Also, there's a glitch in the system.
On YouTube.
You're the deceiver.
My eyeball is twitching.
Oh no!
Okay, so sorry for my interruption.
But okay. Thank you.
She's Alyssa.
She's Ali.
Ali.
She's Sarah.
She's Brandy. And she's Sarah.
And you are drunk.
Honestly, it's the eyeball. It just made me feel weird now all of a sudden.
Give us an episode and we'll get back to it. We've been gone for a while, so.
I know. That's what I was saying before we had started. I was like, it's been a long time since we've
all
talked.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't talked since
very
before
long.
Christmas. Like, obviously, we text. And, like, we text each other every day. Mostly every day.
It's been mostly TikToks.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
The conversations, because, I mean, the ending of the year is always the busiest, so.
Yeah.
That's probably why. So, it's fine. We're here. We're talking now.
We're COVID free.
Yes.
Are you guys gonna get a vaccine?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. After
when it's my
while.
Turn.
I want it.
Yeah, when it's my
after
turn.
After I
as well.
Witness some side effects, possibly.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I'm just gonna wait, but now I'm just like, F it, shoot me up.
Yeah, it's like any type of vaccine. You're gonna get sick because your body is
not used
trying to figure it out and adjust to it as it's being introduced into your body. So I'm assuming that I'll be sick for a week or so while my body adjusts, but I'm not worried about it because that's a side effect. It's fine. But yeah, I'll have it eventually. I'm not against it at all. Do you usually come up with resolutions for the year?
Not like down on with pen and paper in writing, like very official, but like I kind of like just think to myself like things I want to achieve. Yeah.
Isn't resolutions like something you want to change within this year, and then goals is something you want to achieve, right? That's the difference.
Yeah. Something bad that you want to make good and
is your resolution.
Yeah.
And then a goal is something you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Used to be very big on like writing it out and like making vision boards and all of that shit. Every time I did that, I've like never completed it, you know, or like I would forget about it within like the next 2 months, like February out the window already. So like this year I decided to not necessarily do goals, but more it's just like things that I want to like incorporate into my everyday lives. That's what I did this year. Like, instead of, like, writing, like I want to lose 20 pounds, you know? Like, because that shit never happens for me every time I do that. It happens for some people, but I don't really have the...
We have to put in the work in order for that to, like...
Yeah. Or, like, I'm not in the right mindset. Like,
I feel like I'm not smaller, like, motivated. Smaller goals is better, if that's what you're saying. And like, I feel like it would be more effective if I more so like wrote down new habits I want to have.
Yeah.
If habits, then like, you know, the goals will come.
Yeah.
On its own.
Yeah. That's in my notes, what I did.
I called them healthy habits.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't think I ever made any type of New Year's resolution because I didn't know what that meant. And of course, every time I say something like that, it's probably never going to happen. Like Ali was saying, like, she would forget about it. So yeah, I think I made more healthy habits per se, or I made a list of healthy habits that I wanted to add into kind of like my everyday
life. I feel like that's just
easy way for my mind to like wrap my head around and to like
make it into our like lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think like we all individually learned a lot about ourselves because of like what 2020 was.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know, making a I guess I wrote down resolutions or like goals and whatnot just for the sake of the episode. but also because I want to like try new things this year.
Yeah.
As we all should.
Maybe for like the year in general, we can talk about maybe like short term and long term later. But in 2021, you want to do this, you want to do that. Do you have anything specifically for that, or more just like,
I have one.
Okay.
For specifically 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2020, I spent a lot of time on my phone. So in 2021, I want to like try to reduce my screen time. But I mean, aside from work. But just because I can find myself like sitting on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter for so long, mm-hmm. for no reason, or having like my phone in my hand on my phone and watching TV at the same time, or like being on my laptop, watching YouTube and like being on my phone at the same time. It's just, I'm attached to it too much.
I feel that.
Yeah, I do that too.
and especially because we were in our homes. We have been in our homes for majority of 2020, and most likely 2021, we're still going to be in some restrictions. I just want some more activities to do besides just sitting here on my phone.
So like staying, nice. Going less on your phone.
Yeah. Because can like in 2020, I don't know if you guys checked your screen time at all, like during like the super severe months of quarantine, disgusting.
Yeah.
Like so bad.
Can we go back and look at them, or it was like
at the time? Yeah, at the time. Oh, can you scroll back? I think
you can look at your monthly and your yearly, compare it to like by whatever.
I'm just saying for like the days that I did check, it was like insane. Like one day I spent 12 hours on my phone, and I was like, was I even awake for 12 hours?
Oh. JK, you can only look back at the week.
Yeah, it's just insane.
Oh, we know.
So,
yeah, you can go back
less
weeks.
Screen time.
That's a good goal. I should probably make that a habit for me as well.
I feel like with having less screen time, like I'll be able to prioritize my time better also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if I'm thinking about not being on my phone, then I can set like myself to do something else, or like my attitude towards something else.
Mm-hmm. Right. For me, in 2021, I want to wake up earlier.
Oh.
Super simple, yet super hard. It's only the sixth day, and I've been having the hardest time waking up really early in the morning.
What's really early?
I usually work at around 9, or like if I have to go into the office at 8, which when I used to have to go in the office, I would wake up maybe like 30 minutes before I have to leave the house, get everything done, and leave. But I want to have at least an hour or an hour and a half of time.
To yourself?
Yeah. Like, just wake up instead of rushing all the time or just making it. Because sometimes I'm not rushing and I became really good at getting ready in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You just got to throw in some pants and shirt and that's it. Leave the house. So, yeah, that's one thing that I want to do in 2021. Wake up earlier. And it's hard. Day 6. Not going very well, but trying.
But at least you're trying, yeah.
Q Bretman metal straw.
Uh-huh. 2 fucking
I'm
days.
Trying. I'm fucking trying it. only been two fucking days.
It's been two fucking days.
Oh my God, I love that.
I watch his stories every day.
Same.
Me too.
Sorry.
Oh, same, 100%. I'm, like, so sad when he doesn't post, but then, like, 6 or 7 hours later, he'd be like, I'm back, sorry, I've been silent a little bit. I'm like, what's happening? Why are you so quiet?
Okay, so for me, one of my goals this year, or things that I want to do this year, is to go on, like, more solo adventures, like, going to the beach by myself, going on a picnic, or going on a hike and stuff, just because, I mean, it is already hard to hang out with friends now because of the pandemic, and it's just scary, you know? So I kind of want to, like, take more time to be by myself and to be okay with being by myself, like, in public. Because, like, I'm okay by myself at home because, like, it's my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, going out and, like, going to the beach and just chilling on the beach and stuff. Like, getting fresh air because, like, it ties into my, like, another one is just, like, spending at least 20 minutes outside every day. So, like, if I'm going on a walk, going to the beach by myself, or, like, even just, like, sitting outside with my dogs, it's something I want to do. More outdoorsy shit.
I like feel that. I feel like there's something so liberating about going and doing stuff by yourself. It gives me, like, that person has bad bitch vibes.
That's
like,
what I'm trying to be.
They can do it.
I'm telling you, 2020.
I was gonna say, 21. I like the fact that spending time outside for at least 20 minutes just like to soak up the sun or like be outside,
fresh air,
like that's what just like to, you know, relax, go for a walk, that's a good something good.
No
yes,
gonna soak up the sun.
Oh yes, gonna tell everyone.
Yes. I don't know the lyrics.
Gonna suck up the sun.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah. I just, because
no, I like that.
Even if it's like, because 20 minutes every day, like that's like literally nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And if I can make 20 minutes into an hour, like, you know, that's better.
You're also like being appreciative of where you live at the moment.
Yes.
You
know? I'm trying to be grounded with the earth so I can feel more connected. Like, no, like, it sounds like I'm joking, but, like, legit, I want to feel, like, things, like, ground myself, and, like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been, like, into all of this stuff, you know? Like, raising my vibes, like, my vibration, positive, attracting new things. Yeah.
I feel like this year is, like, the year to, even though we lived in a flag and we kind of went through, like, our little hippie phase, I think I'm going to bring mine back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I just really feel like 2021 is like, kind of going to make me wholesome.
Mm.
To be honest, I don't think it ever left.
No, it did.
Oh.
It did for a second. It did for a second.
I think like, me too.
I was more of, like, it was more of, like, I stopped caring about my food and then, like, fuck buying drinks everywhere I was going.
Yeah.
Not finishing them. I'm almost done with this one. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It. I don't know. I just want to be more conscious.
Same.
Especially because, sorry, Ellie, she turns 23 and we all turn 24. Like, we're getting older and I just kind of want to be like, more conscious about us. Oh, shit, Brandy. I'm already 24.
Oh, shit.
I forgot.
I'm a quarter of a century old. I love you. I'm going to be.
Happy birthday, Brandy. Turned 24. Let's keep it at that.
Alyssa, you're turning 24 this month.
I know.
Alyssa.
I'm not scared for my life, but I'm like freaking out.
Yeah. It's
your birth month.
It's your birth month.
Happy.
We're not in Aquarius yet, though.
Happy 20.
Soon, we're gonna be in Aquarius soon. Ugh, this is scary. Okay, sorry.
Happy 20.
Ellie, you go ahead.
No, I'm turning 22. To clarify.
No, you're not.
Wait, what? You're so irritating. Happy 20th.
I was only turning 20 2 years ago.
But I literally had to think. I was like,
which means you're turning 23.
I was like, she's not 2 years younger than me.
You guys are so confused.
She's trying to trick me.
Okay. I already reached some goals, weight loss goals, but then totally like fell off of it. Which I know is fine, but like,
it's the holidays.
You gotta like get back on it. True.
We're in a pandemic.
I was supposed to spend December because it was break, mm-hmm. working out again. I went running a few times.
Yes, you did.
I didn't like
no but to
it as much as I did before. Oh, you guys are so encouraging. But I really need to get back. She said
Chloe Ting is about to be on and popping again.
I know. 2021. Me and her need to connect again. It's been a while. but I want to get back onto that. And what we were talking about earlier is exactly what I need to do. Like, I need to make them habits in a way. Mm. Because that's why I like stopped after I did that first like month challenge. Because we also had to do them like every day minus a few breaks. And that was just like a lot. It was good. And it was during summer, which allowed me to like have that level of commitment. Yeah. But like, I need something that can be kept up like throughout the year. So I'll figure that out. I also want to get into embroidery.
I thought you were going to say karate for 1 second, and I was like, what?
Cobra Kai?
No,
I thought you were going to say crochet.
Almost said crochet, but then I remembered that it wasn't crochet.
I heard, and I was like, karate?
Oh my gosh, yes. We can go back to my roots.
Embroidery techniques.
Yeah, Brandy inspired me because her embroidery was insane. So here's my little...
Stop, so cute.
Oh my gosh, I got a little Nike. Okay, it was my like really rough attempt at a Nike sign.
No, looks good
from afar. If you look up close, there's some bad stitching there.
Oh, you're getting there, girl. Though.
But it was my first day ever. And once I do that. It, then I will be putting it on my own clothes, not for profit.
Just for fun,
but yeah. And so like fun. It came with this pre-pattern just to like practice, which mm-hmm. I haven't done much at all. But yeah. So I'll be doing that. Of course, I decided to start this days before my break ends, but
it's okay when you go on recess. A good
outlet. It's fine. Yeah. I'm going to, oh my God. My mom came into the living room. She was like, you look really domestic.
That's like, what thanks. My brother literally was like, Brandy, is this all you do? You're an old lady. You don't go out with anyone. I'm like, it's a pandemic. I can't go out.
She was like, you look like you're about to go make dinner and churn some butter. And I was like, Maybe I will. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, the 1800s are coming back, and
dude, yeah.
Wow, so I love that. Going back to your like, I guess, fitness habits, like that's something I kind of want to also incorporate too. Like, I wanted to do jump roping, so I bought a jump rope. 20 minutes of jump roping, nice. Like, because it's, you know, 20 minutes, like, every day. Like, that's something so small. But, like, hopefully...
You can do, like, 20 minutes of jump rope, 20 minutes of abs
one day. Like, hopefully, like, that would like, make it a habit mm-hmm. where, like, you can... It doesn't even, like, cross my mind to think about, like, oh, I gotta do this. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, it's time to do this. Yeah, but that ain't working out because I was jump roping with my nieces on Monday and I pulled my back. 2021.
In high your school, body will adjust.
I had a teacher who was also a assistant coach for soccer, and in her free periods she used to go run our track.
Oh my gosh,
like 2-3 miles.
That's gonna be you as a teacher.
But this lady ran the mile in 4 minutes.
Holy
what
bruh, it takes me 4 minutes to go around the lap. Once
4 minutes.
So she would, and the periods are like an hour and a half. So I don't even know how many miles she ran.
Wow.
So I mean, that'll be me, but on a lower scale, on a more humanly attainable scale.
You go, Miss Teacher.
Love you, Miss Pang. Shout out to you.
Going with habits, I need to stop spending money.
Oh. Period. 100% with you.
Just because, you know, like, especially this past holiday season, I was like gifting gifts like to everybody in the club, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But now that I'm looking back at it, I'm like, I didn't even pay attention to how much money I was actually spending. I was just swiping the motherfucking card and be like, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And now I'm like looking back and I'm like, I'm broke.
Literally, I went into my Snapchat and they do a December recap, in December, my December recap, every single video is a haul.
Yeah, see.
For the whole month of December. I'm like, oh my.
And yeah. Especially because a lot of us, like, I don't know, we're, like, growing up and, like, we're going to have to start moving on. And I just got to be better with.
Saving, I guess.
More wise with money, I guess.
Yeah.
Not just saving, but, like, also knowing what to spend on and when to spend it.
I feel. 100% I feel that. My
And making sure people pay me back, because I've been slacking on that. And usually I don't care, but then, like, I was paying attention, and I was like, oh, my God. I spent a lot on this person, a.k.a. my siblings, and I never Venmo requested them. And here I am, like, $30 for no reason.
Is that why?
Boba and stuff.
Is that why I was on Venmo the other day? Is that why Zach paid you?
Yes, he did. Because he was the one who asked me to get boba, and I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, who's going to pay for it? And I was like, probably me. And then he's like, all right, I'll Venmo you. I was like, thank you very much.
I was just scrolling. Cause sometimes I like this. I don't know why. Well, you know, when you're on there, you're just like, ooh, who paid what? And I was like, oh, yeah, exactly. Zach paid Sarah? That was funny.
Yeah, even my dad Venmos me now. I just make sure, you know, I'm like broke. So like, I have to be wise about my money. And if I'm going to treat you, then I'm going to treat you. But if we agree to split and I'm a cover this time, like, you know?
Yeah.
In 2020, I told myself I wanted to learn a new instrument. And for me, it was the piano. So in January, I went and I got piano. And I got a piano, started learning it. And I didn't really teach myself piano. I just taught myself songs that I liked. And that's how I kind of learned, and I learned a bunch of chords from that. But that's pretty much it. So I'm always learning here and there, and I don't think I'll ever stop learning. But this year, I wanted to learn another instrument. And so I was trying to figure out what I wanted, and for the longest time, I wanted a guitar. And instead of getting an acoustic guitar that I've always wanted, me and my dad randomly were talking about Van Halen because he passed away. And we were like, why don't we learn the electric guitar? We as in me, because my dad, he claims that his fingers don't move the way they used to. So we all split it as my Christmas gift, and we got a cute little electric guitar, and I love it so much. And I've learned it, I've been trying to learn how to play it, aka learn my favorite songs, ever since. And it's going pretty well. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm growing some calluses on my fingers.
Oh!
So she's a hard worker. Only on the left hand, though, because the right hand is not.
She's a musician.
Yes. So that was a super long story. But other than that, it is learning how to play the guitar. Love that for me. It's hard.
You're good, though.
I can imagine.
Because I know nothing about. Yeah. I know how to play the violin. That's pretty much
it. And that's insane.
Learning a new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning how to play a new instrument at my age is kind of hard. So.
But don't you know how to read music?
No.
Oh.
I only know for the violin, aka or the piano, I only know how to read the right hand. I can't read the left.
Oh, interesting.
Because that's the bass clef and not the treble clef. Yeah. And then guitar, no idea. Chords, I can look it up on Google and it'll tell me what to play.
Oh.
But yeah, that's pretty
much. Oh, so is this going to be like you learning how to read?
Kind of, yeah. If I were to see chords on a screen, I'll probably look them up and then be like, okay, this hand placement is this hand placement is that. But of course, there's different inversions, different ways of playing a certain note. So that's what I'm also trying to teach myself as well. It's just a lot of work, but, you know, trying to just make fun out of it.
Do you have other ones, Ali?
I'm trying to think. Those are my two biggest ones. Other than that, though, it's probably just, like, school goals. Because both of these semesters within this year are going to be, like, very in the classroom. Well, virtually and in person, if by then I can. But, more stuff like that. Like improve on my, like, classroom management skills. Get better at, like, writing lesson plans.
Oh.
Up my confidence. Because I have only, like, we haven't had a whole lot of experience doing it in the past semester. We just did like really short lessons for students that weren't hours, So, and like a lot of times we were in teams. So like my own confidence, like teaching lessons, which I'll have to do two this semester. And so, yeah, it's just stuff like that, like very school goals, because it's gonna be my whole year pretty much.
So basically your life. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How exciting.
Yeah, but I'm excited for those things. But those are really going to be my goals. I downloaded this app. This is not sponsored. but it's called Notion.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I saw and that today.
I'm obsessed with it.
There's a whole website. You can make a whole website.
So what is it? Like, it's like an organizational, like, notes.
Ooh.
Kind I love of that app. So I'm hoping that helps, because I'll need to keep being organized.
I just saw a YouTube video on that, mm-hmm. on Notion, and it was, like, sponsored by Notion, something like that. But because one of my goals was to use my planner more and journal.
Same, I have journaling.
And, I mean, I was thinking about doing that. Yeah. So I use my iPad to journal because I have Notability, and I do that. And then I also have a planner on here as well that I bought, and it's super cool because it's also, like, a actual like Bible study journal kind of habits kind of one. But then I also got a bunch of journals, like real life journals.
Physical
for Christmas. So physical journals, yes. So I want to utilize both because I know it's also good to get away from the screen.
That's what I was gonna ask, if you're gonna go full digital.
Yeah,
because I remember you used to do all your passion planner. Do you have that this year?
Not this year. This year it's called
Life Journal. Oh, okay. So that's your online one?
Cute. Yeah, so it's goals, habits, prayer, journal, planner, and all these kind of options that I can go.
I haven't bought a new planner for 2021 yet, and I live,
live with one. That's why I'm like,
but I haven't bought one yet, and I just don't know if I want one again, because I have my iPad, so I can do a digital one. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, writing stuff out for me and like crossing it out.
When did you get an iPad?
I got an iPad for Christmas.
Oh, Merry Chrysler.
I know. I was kind of thinking.
I remember that. But
you always have an iPad.
What iPad?
Yeah, I got an iPad.
Ew.
Very random. I literally was not expecting it. I kind of like manifested it though. The stars were listening.
Yes, you did. Amen.
And God. The man upstairs. Anyways, but so I haven't.
My journal
page. Brandy showed her journal page, and it said written in the stars. But I don't know if I want one, because towards the end of last year, I didn't really use it that often.
Yes, I bought one from it's the July 2020, and it goes until July 2021, and I stopped. I did from July. I did all the way up until September, and I didn't start until January. So all of those months went away.
Yeah, see, I always buy one and then I forget to look at it. So that's why I started using my notes app, like the regular notes app, throughout last semester, to like using the bullets or whatever, the to-do list.
Oh, that where you can check it
for
off.
My homework. Yeah, and just because I looked at, like, I'm always looking at my phone, so I always, like, remember to look at it. So that's why I ended up getting the app instead.
Oh, that
yeah, motor. So here's my planner. Mm-hmm. And I stopped in October.
Yeah.
And, like, even going throughout the rest of the months, it's, like, pretty sparse. Like, there's some, like, weeks that, like, have nothing in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm, like,
I don't know, maybe what? You could use.
That's what I'm
your
saying.
iPad.
Or if I do feel like, I got Notability too.
Oh, cute. Mm. Oh, is that what you write our things on, Alyssa? Oh, I was trying to figure that out.
I was wondering.
And that's what my planner. That's what my planner is. I was on wondering. As well.
I might get like a little tiny one just to have one. So I can write stuff down if necessary. Because sometimes I like writing stuff down when I'm out and about.
No, yeah, that's why I have like small notebooks that are just worded where you can write whatever. That's what I like.
Oh yeah,
I have one on my desk.
Yeah,
that I write down, like, if I have like tasks to do for work, I'll like write a quick to do list. Or like if I
that's a cute one.
I'm like, just like doing random stuff and I need to write notes down, I'll like write notes down in here.
Utilizing
I'm really, notes. Really, really into scheduling. Like I've always been into scheduling. Like I have a wall calendar and I write in it every day. I look at it every second of every day. But I feel like I need to kind of loosen up just a little bit.
Oh, I feel.
A tad bit. More recently, I have been very like, I have to do this today, this today, this today, this today. And then when I'm done with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm not doing anything, I lay in my bed for hours because nothing is on my planner. Nothing's on my schedule. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay down now.
See it.
Mm-hmm. Which I shouldn't have that mentality. And I should like you said, go outside for 20 minutes or like maybe work out or do something different. Maybe cook a meal. Maybe do like clean.
Even if it's just to go driving.
Need to switch that.
Like with the windows.
Yes. Gas is expensive here in California right now.
Never mind.
Yeah.
biking.
But no, exactly. Like just do something because now that I write stuff down, this what I have to do in a day, I don't write down like let's exercise in a day. Let's cook today.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that's something you can incorporate like whenever you do write your to-do list or task. Like something like or like go read.
That's why I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to become a habit of like me, like, okay, I finished my to-do list. Let me read or let me cook or let me clean or let me do something. Instead of like, I'm done.
Oh.
Time to lay down and go on my phone.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Like actually schedule in the things that you're thinking in your head.
But instead, I'm just chilling, scrolling, laughing at TikToks.
So that incorporates pretty much two of your things so far. Getting off your phone and wanting to go out more.
Because I would start a journal and then, or like, you know, like a journal, a diary or whatever. And then I like never continue
never
it.
Finish.
Yeah. Like sometimes I go like, I'll do like a whole month of journaling and then I'll stop for like a whole year, you know? So that's something I want to do is like journal, like at least like, two to three times a week. So that's what I started it right before Christmas, so I've been pretty good with it. And it's just like random stuff, like writing, like one of my tops is like I'll write things that I'm grateful for, like things like random things that I'm grateful for and stuff like that. So
you know what you should do if you're an rent? You should write your dreams.
Oh, so I write my dreams. If it's like a good one that I like, I always type it in my phone.
Really?
Yeah. I have a whole tab of dreams.
I really like when people write down their dreams and then like go back to them and then be like, wow, this like actually happened in my life and I have dreamt it before.
Oh, all of my dreams that I write are about like Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. I knew it.
So if that shit happens in real life.
I couldn't have guessed. You're just going to whip it out and be
Did
like,
Did I manifest this?
you're manifest. Speaking
I just
out
like
loud.
Writing. I just like writing stuff down, whether it be physically or digitally. It's just fun to me. I would always, when I was younger, I would always just spell out my name.
Yeah.
Cursive,
I love
print.
Doing that. I feel that.
You know when you go to the stores and you like test out pens?
Oh, yeah.
Your name.
Yes.
Your name.
Right, my name?
Mm-hmm. That was me in Michael's. Yep. You know how they have those pads by the brush pen?
Mm-hmm.
But they were always so full.
It's either you write your name or hello.
Hey, another thing I want to do that it's hard for me because I'm low-key a hoarder.
Good
is
luck.
Declutter my closet.
Listen, I try that. I try to say that to myself every year. And I get more stuff. And then don't really get rid of stuff. Yeah, me either.
I have
my closet pole is bending a little bit, and that thing is solid wood. Like it should not be bending a little bit. But also, I do sell clothes, so like that's kind of my circulation through styles in and out. But selling clothes sometimes it's not that easy if you don't have a following.
Wow! So you're gonna declutter your closet?
Just get rid
I
of.
I want to try. Did you see my reaction before I even said it? it's haven't overwhelming. Even fully committed to it yet.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
And I don't know if I'm the only one, but for, like, particular articles of clothing, like, I have connections to.
Yeah, same.
So, like,
yeah. I can't give up a shirt that I would go out with in, you know, and hold so much memories.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't want to give away a dress that I wore to Luau or an outfit I wore to Luau 1 year. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know, like, my fun clothes. I'm like, what if I need to go to, like, some sort of event somewhere?
Yeah.
So what I would suggest, Alyssa, is what I have started doing, and it actually has been super helpful, is that I put bins in the bottom of my closet, and within each bin, I have two. One bin is for, like, extra particular clothes. Like, if I had to go to a certain event, I would for sure wear this outfit. So it's not hanging, okay. So it's not taking up any space. It's in the bottom of my closet in a bin. Like, all of, like, my fun disco pants, obvious, in a bin. Because I don't need it out taking up space in my drawers that I open often.
Or yeah, like, it's not your everyday.
Yeah, it's not my everyday. Like, random dresses and stuff that I know I will not need, I put in the bin. So it's, like, out of sight, but it's, like, not out of mind. Because you know you have the bin. A clear bin. Get a clear bin so you know what's in there.
I need to find a bin because I used to have a long, you know, those really long clear bins? Oh. I used to have that on the bottom of my closet and it was that bin where I know that I can wear it.
Target.
I think I threw away a lot. Not threw away, but I donated it to the Kidney Foundation because it was just a bunch of clothes that I was never touching at all. So maybe that
Target
could
has the bins on the sale. Future.
It could be that same situation.
Get a clear bin. It have Christmas covers, but because it's the Christmas ones, but but they're clear
Christmas time.
But, like, with the red and green covers. Fine. But it's on sale right now.
Yeah, get a clear bin. You're welcome.
I will look into
that. I'm planning a garage sale or yard sale, so you can bring over stuff if you want to sell.
That's a good go to her yard sale. Bring some stuff. Oh, bring your clothes,
and then I'll just set the money at whatever you sell. I'll give you the money. You know. Because people in Kailua will be going to yard sales.
Ooh, okay.
Or just go have your own little booth at Brandy's yard sale. Your own little table.
Yeah. No, literally.
Oh my god, cute.
I know.
We're trying to do it at the end of this month.
Oh my god. All of you guys, bring a pop-up. It's a freaking pop-up yard sale. That's so clever.
Any last goals?
Drink more water.
Things you want to do?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I say that every year.
But I feel like you've gotten so much better, though.
Me drinking water?
Yeah. Because I remember, like, freshman year. And, like,
I didn't drink any water.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Sophomore year, kind of.
Recently, yeah, I've been forgetting water a lot.
I've been living for those liquid.
I love those.
Those are clutch. I'm about to go to Costco. I'm a Costco member.
I love them.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
I know, for real.
I need Costco to be a gas, Costco let's go. Member because now they've restricted the food court.
Yes.
Yes. You need to get you and Tama already start now.
I know.
It really is worth
but
it.
But it's worth it, Sam's though. Club.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really care what the preference is, but that's just what my parents have had.
Okay. Well, you can go to Sam's Club with your parents, but then you have your own Costco. And you can put two people on your Costco card.
How much is
$60
it?
A year.
A month?
I think
a year.
Yeah, 60.
It goes a year.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the chicken bake.
Yeah.
No, but also, you can just, like, go inside and, like, grab a quick meal. Also, that's a way for me to be money conscious shopping at Costco.
Buying in bulk?
Buying in
bulk. You know, they have some good stuff.
They really do.
Costco's Hawaii Kai is so much different from the Costco Ivale and Costco YPO,
yes, 100%. They have so much more stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
that makes sense, though.
And they're, like, more have more health conscious. Yeah, they have more health conscious food.
The fact that Sarah knows that.
She was living on Oahu. No, don't deny it.
Yeah, so we literally only go to, we don't like to go to Ivale just because it's so crowded. But we only go to, like, Costco Hawaii Kai. And they always have, like, the good organic vegan stuff.
Into any other one.
I have, like, two more, kind of. One of them is to, like, read a book a month.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Good goal.
I also because, like, I mean, even if it's digitally, like, I'll be fine reading, but I like physical books. But it's just so much to, you know, have there's no room for that.
There's something different than having, like, an actual...
Yeah.
Versus reading it on a tablet.
Yeah. I don't like reading on tablets, but I bought all of those books, the Bridgerton series, on the tablet because there's like all sold out for like hard copies and stuff.
What you could do is you could get the book, read it, and when you're done, send it back to
that's what good reads does.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. No, so me and Cecilia, my other, you know, for listeners out there, Cecilia, she was in one of our episodes. She is like a huge reader. So like I always ask to borrow books. So I'm gonna do that some more.
Recycle books.
There's just something about owning it too, though. I like owning books. Because I wanna have like a big library in my home eventually. Yeah.
Not a big library, but just like a shelf
too. If you like wrote notes in them, things you thought or whatever, and like say your daughter reads it and like sees the notes or something like
that's
that.
That's what that'd be so cute. I do that in some of my books.
I feel like our friend group our friend group as a whole will be very sentimental.
I feel like we are.
Yeah.
Already.
I have my books in my headboard because my headboard also is a storage.
I have some of your books.
So there's all the books in there. And what I, you do. Sharing is caring. But my brother one day, he had to read a book for a class. And he was like, Alyssa, what kind of books do you recommend? And instead of giving him like online recommendations, I actually physically went into my little book collection and I pulled out a couple of books for him to read. And he got to pick from
them. Oh my gosh.
So I'm not sure if he actually read it and comprehended or if he was very interested in it or not, but I know he had to read it, and it just felt good in my behalf to be able to be like, here are the books.
See, passing it on to the younger, like, I mean, he's not a younger generation, but like the younger, you know, younger people.
Yeah, the next people who spend years and hours online in front of screens all the time. It's good for them to get off of it.
And then speaking of sentimental, something that I also want to incorporate this year is telling my family that I love them, like, more often. Because we don't say that at all. I only say it to my niece. And sometimes my mom and dad. But, like, that's, like, maybe it's once in a blue moon, you know? Like, maybe, like, twice a year, like, on their birthday and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I want to, like, try to incorporate that more. Because, I mean, I know, like, we show it, like, like, we can show it through our actions, but, like, sometimes they do things that I'm like, are you angry? But, like, no, it's, like, you know, they love me or whatever. So, like, me saying that more, well, hopefully, like, they say it more to you. I don't know what I'm going with.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Telling them.
Because it's more like, you just know.
Yeah.
Rather than actually saying it.
But then, like, when we say it, it's, you know, speaking it out, like, more so that they hear it and they know, like they know that, like, you know, everyone knows.
Beyond, like, just assuming.
Yeah. Do you know your parents' love language?
No, I should do that with them.
Yeah, I don't know mine either.
I feel like
I remember we having a conversation on it.
I feel like my parents, because like mine is like through action. I think that's what it is. I don't know what the action one is.
Acts of service.
I feel like that's the same with my mom then. At least my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good family activity.
So this way, I mean, I feel like I know my mom is acts of service. But, like, at the same time, I wouldn't know if it's, like, words of affirmation. Because I
think my dad is that.
Words of affirmation?
Yeah, because he always says, me and my dad say, like, we love each other, and, like, you will be, oh, love you, Carly. It's, like, my nieces and stuff. Or, like, love you. Like, Papa loves you. Like, he always goes, Papa loves you, and, like, stuff like that. But, like, my mom doesn't really do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if it's words of affirmation for my mom, because I don't really go and, like, compliment her, I guess, as I should. Because that's, like, what words of affirmation is, or just, like, reassurance. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that to my mom. So I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like hers is actually.
Should make her take the test.
I should.
Yeah, make the assumptions.
I already know what my partner's is, and like
back and be like, ooh, let's see what we
say. His is quality time.
Mm.
And I feel like that's easy when you when you're like just in a relationship with someone, so you can just like, let's watch a movie, let's just hang out, let's just do nothing.
Yeah,
yeah,
like that's easy.
I need to redo Tom and Louise. Mm-hmm. You didn't really get the question.
What do you think it is?
And like, and he was just like, there's so many questions, this was so long, and we were driving and I was like, can you just take it? I don't even remember what it was. Because I was like, no, this like this wasn't a good one. Like, we need to do it when you're not driving. But let's see. I think words of affirmation.
Wow. For Tama? Wow. Mm-hmm.
That
I wouldn't guess that.
Or quality. Actually, no. I would say quality time or words of affirmation. He doesn't like gifts. He doesn't like acts of service because he likes
to
like,
stuff himself.
Know that he did something himself. Mm-hmm.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. I'm way more physical touch than he is.
Right, right.
And I think we all saw in the Samoan couples dance in Luau that his chin grab was not very romantic. So not physical touch.
Wow, you should redo it with him.
Oh, I know he doesn't remember. He barely knew it on the day of. He was watching RJ.
Make that because of Valentine's Day.
Oh my god, Valentine's Day activity.
He will hate it, but I'll try.
Not thinking about it, my mom is not affirmations because we do the silent treatments.
Yeah, you and your mom both do silent treatments. I remember in college, you'd be like, I haven't talked to my mom in like 4 days.
What? Yes. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I went two weeks.
I remember that.
Thanksgiving. It was my
wasn't
birthday.
It like during break?
She called me like on Thanksgiving. It was like the weeks before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah, you and your mom do silent treatment to each other all the time.
I remember that.
That's now so looking funny. Back at it, I'm literally laughing.
She should just take the test.
I'm going to tell her to.
Yeah, you know, there's high moments, there's low moments.
It's life, you know? Life.
Yeah. 2021, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. I saw something, like, because speaking of 2021... now when you can like go to like get alcohol, they'll be like, can I see your ID? And like they can look at it and like, oh, I see the one before 19, because you know 2021, so people are turning 21.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so they're like,
so like it can just be assumed that
yeah
you're 21
if you're like born in the 19,
if you're before yeah. then yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
Did you make it?
I haven't been getting carded lately.
Oh, I have.
I'm just like,
I have.
Yeah, because nobody can see your face.
One time,
I was like, listen, am I wrinkled? Like, am I getting old? Like, am I droopy?
No, no, no. They'll just be like, what year were you born? I'll be like, 1998.
One time, the lady asked me to take my mask off. I was like, excuse me. No.
Yeah, she was like, can you just like pull it down really quick? And I was like,
she was like,
I like leaned back.
I think I was at the gas. I don't remember where I was, but the person was like, can you take off your mask, please? I was like,
I know. I
no
was
mask,
like,
no service.
I know.
But then, I pulled it down. And she was like, there's that smile. I was like, there's that. What are you talking about? Oh, another goal is to like build my credit.
Oh, good job. Good job. You have a credit card?
Yes. Because like this year, well, my program's only so short. So I'll be done by spring 2022 and like teaching immediately. And so like once I start that, like I'll already be starting to like think about moving out in those things. So like this year is like the preparation year. And then 2022 is like the big change year.
Ooh.
That I'll already kind of need things to be like
I feel you
into place.
Adulting.
That's how
credit.
That's how I'm no, but that's how things. I'm yes. kind of looking at it too. Like 2021 is like my year of preparation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully by either 2022 or 2023, long term goal, I'll be in a different state.
Oh, she threw that one in there.
That's a goal. I have to keep speaking that into existence.
Yeah, times are hard.
Yeah.
What? times are hard. Times
are hard, but like extremely blessed to like still be able to live in our parents' home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 100%. As much as I would love to live by myself, you know, independence and everything, yeah. It's the timing right now is just perfect.
2021, I want to cry less. Crazy.
I mean, same. Which is hopefully why going outside for like 20 minutes a day would be the release.
That's coming from a person who's I'm the least emotional in our friend group.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 2020 has not been. 2020 has not been.
And I'm the most.
I guess I'm the least, but most recently, I've been like, it's been intense. I've been getting in my own head recently and just like, not recently, but like 2020 in general, like it really like put me in this weird position and like made my mind change everything. And I cried so much. Yeah. And now I'm like, I want to stop crying. Was down. Well, mental health, it still is, but I'm trying to build it up. All
time low. I know I want to invest more in my skincare routine. Like, not me spending like thousands of dollars on good products, yeah. But
I feel
taking care of my skin. Yeah, taking care of my skin, knowing what I need. Because, yes. Yo, wearing masks takes a toll on my skin. Like, I have so much, like, acne scars because of the dang masks. And so I need to get back into it, take care of myself more. Because
skincare.
I kind of forgot about it.
I literally stopped. Myself. I was like, ain't nobody 2020.
See? Forgot. I wash my face like every day, but like haven't been doing my serums and
yeah exactly.
Masks. Like, I haven't done a face mask in how long? Oh my gosh. Wow. You just brought that up on my radar.
I know. Take care of myself better.
Those are our goals. 2021, we're gonna start anew. Start doing more things.
I think 2021 is the year of progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Progression and preparation.
Ooh. Yeah. We just need to continue.
Those are the words.
Add another P. Add another P. Progression, preparation, and
politeness.
Mm. No.
Positivity. Yeah. I don't know.
Positivity.
And those are the three P's, everyone. One? Write it down in your journals. In your books, on your post-it notes.
Progression. Positivity.
Preparation. Positivity. Those are the three P's we'll be focusing.
Preparation.
Yes.
Positivity.
Oh my god.
Write it down. Your notes.
I'm going to put it on my letterboard.
Your
post-it
note, your iPad, your computer, your text messages.
I have one of those too.
Amazing.
I know. We all have letterboards and we're like, well, my letterboard.
I hope I have three P's in there.
You can do that.
That's like more because prepper.
I honestly don't know.
I hope I have four P's. I'll flip over a B.
Oh yeah.
All right. That are our goal. That are those
20,
are our goals.
2021.
We have Russian preparation.
We call them those. Positivity. That's all you need. The three P's. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here. Heard it here. Heard
Send
it here
some
first.
Of your,
y'all need help.
Your goals,
yes,
or like
affirmation goals,
resolutions.
If you have any advice to help us with our goals, please slide in our DMs. Thank you.
Yes,
we love having conversations. So Instagram, converse with us.
Yes, thank you for listening, for tuning in. It's good to be back.
Woo!
Let's make 2021 a good year. The three P's, y'all.
Bye.
We'll see you guys
Peace out.
Later.